This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it. It does not even matter who the host is, regardless of what day of the week it is. That is for sure. Anyways, today's Tuesday, September the 24th of 2024, day 268th of the year, and only 98 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio in USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff, a lot of things, a lot of move, a lot of groove, and all that kind of fun stuff. So how was it? How have you been? Yeah, if you kind of noticed, we had kind of a small issue yesterday. So we were live for hour two and three. Hour one, we're having all kinds of complications. So we were not around. So you got a warp time video yesterday. So sorry about that. But yeah, we are here alive and in living color today. So there you go. You can see me live if you're doing the video stream, or you can hear me live as you are doing the audio stream, or maybe it's a podcast recording at this particular point. Who knows? Anyway, so options are available, of course, RadioBig.fm, SafetyFM.com, of course, the different multimedia sites that are available. We're almost on every single podcatcher, and if you're on a podcatcher 2.0, that means that you get to listen to us in real time, because I hit the button, and it does it across the multiverse. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. So our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. Some people don't love that, but that's okay. It's okay. So let's see, a lot of stuff to talk about today, because listen, we got yesterday's stuff, we got today's stuff, we have the stuff that our newscasters want to tell us, so a lot of things. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com, that's callinradio.com, we'll get everything moving and grooving for you, it's kind of the way that it goes, and yeah, that's what happens, so there you go. Anyway, so let's talk about right away about what the hell is trending inside, because that is important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we talk about the trends of the ends, an Iowan man cracks a unique world record and Axe capsulates. We'll talk about that. Also, Diddy music streams increases and Katy Perry's latest album, well, it flops. Margot Robbie and Jacob Elordi will star in Wuthering Heights. We'll talk about that in casting calls. And insiders close to Meghan Harry come to their defense, kind of. So we'll talk about all that stuff because that's important. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I have some professional newscasters that are waiting in the wings that want to tell you everything that's going on because, you know, that's what they do. They talk about everything. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can get moving, grooving, and all that other stuff. Remember, callinradio.com, audio, video, and text messaging will get you all, you know, sorted in. Oh, apparently I was double thumbing up there. Oh, maybe I was single thumbs up. What was it? I was doing something where my camera lost it. So there you go. By the way, should I ask, did you get the new iPhone? How's it going for the new iPhone users out there? I have to tell you, the coolest feature that I found so far, now that I have the new iPhone, let's make sure, is definitely projecting the iPhone onto my computer screen. I think that's a little nifty thing, but the moment the phone rings, it's all donezo. Yeah, it's all donezo. If it's in use, you're done. Anyways, who cares? Let's get you into the news because I think that that's going to be important. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US says it's sending a small number of additional troops to the Middle East while urging de-escalation in the region. Lebanon says nearly 500 people have been killed in airstrikes by Israel on Monday. Israel's military says it hit 1,300 Hezbollah targets while Hezbollah launched over 200 rockets into northern Israel. Correspondent Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says a ground invasion of Lebanon is considered unlikely.
Israel is having a tremendous amount of success in the air. There's really no benefit to be gained by moving ground forces into southern Lebanon. It's an entirely different beast than Hamas in Gaza. Hezbollah is 100,000 men strong. There's really no way you can root out a guerrilla force like that.
China's central banks unveiled a raft of measures to boost the country's struggling economy, cutting the amount of cash banks must hold in reserve and lowering a key interest rate. Observers say it's policymakers' broadest swing so far to hit this year's annual growth target of around 5%. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's economy is dealing with a prolonged property crisis, weak consumer demand, and high youth unemployment. The country has set a target of 5% growth this year. On Tuesday, Beijing announced measures to meet that target, including lowering borrowing costs on mortgages and easing rules for second home purchases. The question will be whether it's enough to address the issues facing the world's second biggest economy. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Messaging app Telegram says it will now hand over user IP addresses and phone numbers to authorities if they have search warrants or valid legal requests. Telegram's been accused of not doing enough to tackle criminal activity, misinformation, child pornography, and terrorism-related content on the platform. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov says the changes should discourage criminal activity on Telegram. U.S. intelligence officials say Russia and other countries have been using artificial intelligence to target the upcoming presidential election. However, according to a new report, AI hasn't revolutionized foreign influence operations. Ira Spitzer reports.
The new assessment from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence singles out Russia, Iran, and China, noting that of those three countries, Russia has generated the most AI content related to the election and has done so across text, images, audio, and video, emphasizing divisive issues such as immigration. U.S. intelligence officials have previously accused Moscow of trying to boost Donald Trump's candidacy, Iran of trying to hurt the Trump campaign, and China of amplifying domestic problems. However, U.S. officials also said that malign foreign influence actors are behind in developing their own sophisticated AI models, limiting their effectiveness with the technology.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the impact of Israel's ongoing attacks against Hezbollah forces in Lebanon. They started last week with those booby-trapped pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah that the Israelis detonated, but they have continued with more direct military action. Israel has struck more than 1,300 targets inside the country now. Bob McMahon, with America's Council on Foreign Relations, says the events of the last week have caught Hezbollah and its leader, Hassan Nasrallah, entirely off guard.
When something like this happened, it was really quite shocking to the country, but also, as Nasrallah admitted, to Hezbollah itself. It has been deeply penetrated. That was also the conclusion after a senior Hezbollah military chief was assassinated in a Beirut suburb last summer. It gives them pause in terms of what sort of response they would do. Is this, in fact, an opening salvo to an Israeli incursion, perhaps, where they would want to push Hezbollah forces back sufficiently that they feel like they have a safe zone? All of this is open for question, as is the extent to which Israel is sharing any information with the United States. It's a very dangerous time.
There are big questions also about how Iran might respond, given that Hezbollah is its most powerful proxy. The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, says he is concerned that Lebanon could now become another Gaza. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US says it's sending a small number of additional troops to the Middle East while urging de-escalation. China's central banks unveiled a raft of measures to boost the country's struggling economy. Messaging app Telegram says it will now hand over user IP addresses and phone numbers to authorities if they have search warrants or legal requests. And US intelligence officials say Russia's been using AI to target the upcoming election. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN, that's safetyfm.com/VPN, to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes
minutes in a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then, with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So let's start talking right away about some of the stuff that's happening, going down, you know, the fun stuff, if one way may say it in that particular format. You know, the funsy unzy, no doubt about that. So let's see. The Department of Justice announced on Monday that it plans to pursue an attempted assassination charge against the would-be shooter who, well, I guess tried to kill Donald Trump earlier this month. Initially, Ryan Roth was only hit with illegal gun possession charges, but the DOJ published the first page of the handwritten letter believed to have been penned by the suspect that begins, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt of Donald Trump, but I am sorry that I failed you," leaving no doubt about his intention. The letter offers a $150,000 bounty to whoever can complete the job, calling to question why the DOJ did not censor this a bit, which gives even more incentive to crazies already inspired for the life-endangering language used into Trump's politics opponents for the last decade. They're already believed that more pages in the handwritten note, but they were not published. Prosecutors first need to get a grand jury to sign off on the attempted assassination charges, and it gets weirder. The letter was found in a box that Roth had left with a civilian witness, and witnesses identified in a court filing. The witness obtained the box from Roth months ago, but did not open it until the witnesses heard about the assassination attempt. Inside, he also found ammunition, a metal pipe, miscellaneous building material, tools, four phones, and various letters. Worth asking, who is the person and why did they wait to open it? And where, and where would Roth get his hands on $150,000 to pay off the assassination? This is according to the New York Times. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. So let's kind of like go through it. So some people are saying, why didn't someone open the box? Well, I have to ask, how do we not know that the person was told not to open the box unless something happened? Because you know that's a thing. I mean, let's just be realistic. Or how do we not know that something else didn't occur, that there were supposed to be like some trigger events? Now, that I have a question, as the writer wrote here, where would the money be coming from? Because, yes, let's retract some things. I mean, I get it. But to all of a sudden say there's an offer out there for $150,000 for somebody who gets it done, which is, I think, it's kind of a crazy thing to even reference, and to put this in a letter that's going out to the public that's not retracted as being a news story. Is there a definition on how you get paid? Because that's going to get strange in regards of what we're talking about. And believe me, at no point should this even be something to consider, period, regardless of what affiliation, what party you're with, whatever. I mean, this is just, that's nonsense. If you don't want somebody elected into office, here's what you do. You don't vote for them. You don't vote for her. You don't vote for him. You don't vote for them. However you want to use the wording. If you don't like somebody's politics, don't vote for them. Ta-da! Don't vote for that person. Don't vote for her. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for them. Whatever. Move on. Let's stop getting so strange when it comes to politics. Like, I think it's interesting to certain aspects that if you do not agree with my politics, based on how some people react, we can no longer be friends. We can no longer be acquaintances. We can no longer have a conversation. Okay, that's not moving anything forward. The other thing that I find funny all the time is when you hear somebody go, have you seen that politician? That politician is a flip-flopper. They change everything that they say all the time. I got a question for you. Your original ideas of something that you might have read, heard, or understood when you were a child, are they still the same ideas that you have now? Or did those ideas advance or change? I'm just asking the question because, wonder if that makes you a flip-flopper.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, after a weeks-long standoff in Brazil's government, X will comply with some of the country's court orders, but has stopped short of indulging its demands to censor accounts and turn over users' information to the government. For starters, X has made a name of legal representatives in Brazil for the first of the Supreme Court's demands. In mid-August, X shut down its offices and laid off the staff. It also had to pay equivalent fines of about $3 million to block some of the accounts. This is according to CNN. Elsewhere in the world, Hawaiian Airlines will now carry Starlink service in its domestic flights at no cost to passengers, with plans to expand service for Trans-Pacific flights by the end of the year. So there you go. Always moving. I'm still waiting for their phone service. I am still hands down a believer that they will have a phone service. How could they not have a phone service? I mean, think about it. You have all these satellites. Imagine your phone service and what you're going to be able to cover. I'm just saying, and I'm wondering what the price point is going to be. That's the other part of the equation. So there you go. Anyways, 8 rodeo bulls escaped their pen at an event in Ultraboro in Massachusetts over the weekend. Footage from the chaos showed locals scurrying out of the way as they horned animals took out barriers and leapt over another and attempted to get away. One bull was captured almost immediately, while 6 of the others were found hours later behind nearby homes. The last bull most likely was the ringleader of the group and is still on the loose. No injuries were reported. That's kind of amazing. No injuries reported. I mean, I look at it and go, that's nutso, because, hey, without one of those bulls trying to take somebody out, that's pretty impressive. Some pretty impressive stuff, no doubt about that. Anyways, the last American Kmart location will close on October the 20th in Bridgehampton, New York. Location is the last full-size brick-and-mortar spot that was once one of the nation's most prominent discount retailers. A standalone smaller location remains in operation in Miami, and there are still some full-size Kmarts up and running in Guam and U.S. Virgin Islands. The closure marks the rapid decline of the chain that had 1,400 stores opened just 2 decades ago. This is according to CBS News. Now, I will tell you, it's pretty impressive. 1,400 locations, now down to one location after October the 20th, just in Miami. What happens sometimes? This is where things can go past you relatively quick. Some people refer to it as jumping the shark. But life has this way of changing. And if you're not paying close attention, it might be your time is now. So there you go. What do you think here? I mean, it's a lot of stuff. There's definitely a lot of stuff to give some consideration to. Because life changes so frequently and so rapidly that when you get into it, you have to go, oh, shit. You have to go with what is going on with the flow. Like, think about this. Think about how prominent some of these other locations would have been. Like, look at the Sears of the world. Look at the JCPenney's of the world and so on. Now, I want you to remember this on how dominant Sears was at one particular point, that Kmart purchased them. Okay, I said that correctly. Kmart purchased Sears. For some reason, for years, it's always been that misconception that it was the other way around, that Sears purchased Kmart. That was not the correct answer. So just some stuff to think about. If you're looking for competitive edge, and I'm not talking about Adam Copeland, if you're looking for competitive edge, you have to stay on what is going on with the market. You can be creating whatever you want, but you still have to take a look around from time to time. Like, I have a very close friend of mine that we talk about ChatGPT, and for some reason, she cannot remember what the hell that thing's called. It's like ChatGPT and all their kind of weird names that she tries to give me. And it's like, you have to understand, for the marketplace that you're in, you have to know how the hell to work some of these things, how to prompt some of these things. So there you go. I mean, if you're not using a bot at this particular point, and taking a look at some of these multi-language systems, you're going to probably be behind the curve. I am willing to bet, and I'm not a big betting person, that there are classes dedicated alone just to how to prompt some of these systems on how to get them to work for you. Because that's going to be a big deal going into the future. How to prompt these multi-language services to get this to work for you. Anyways, let me get off my soapbox for a moment. Anyways, an Iowa man has claimed the title for building the world's fastest wheelbarrow. Yep, you heard me. John Longry from Des Moines area drove his motorized garden tool to the speeds of 57 miles per hour on Saturday during a public event on a city street. He bested the previous record by 10 miles per hour. Local police provided the speed gun to clock the achievement. Longry built the contraption with a spare part for multiple trips to the hardware store. He hasn't yet filled the paperwork for Guinness World Records to make it official, but plans to begin the process soon. So hold on. You can't have a record for something that you have not done. I mean, wouldn't you say? I mean, that would be the kind of the thing. For some reason, I have some breaking... Is this breaking news? How is this breaking news? Okay, I'll talk about it. Weddings. Jamie Foxx's daughter, Courtney Foxx, tied the knot with TV exec Joe Hooten over the weekend. She's 30 and he's 31. The couple met in 2018 and got engaged the last year. Okay, cool. Great. Congratulations. Yay, congratulations. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow Industrial real quick. The Dow gained about 61 points to close at 42,124 on Monday. The S&P increased by 16 points to close at 5,178, and the NASDAQ increased by 25 points to close at 17,974. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Monday, and Bitcoin was mostly flat on the day, trading north of $63,000, and there was more than 3,165 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 70 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $62 million jackpot, or a $31 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the time to do so. So I'm going to talk a little bit here about some things that are going on, and I referenced them at the very beginning. So let's kind of slow down as I go through it, because this is going to be important for some people that care about this stuff. So take a listen. Sean Combs' legal woes are not negatively affecting his music sales. According to Luminant, there was an 18.3 increase on demand on streams during this week of his arrest compared to the week prior. This pattern also is following the release of the documentary about R. Kelly's sexual misconduct, which happened in 2019. This is according to AP. So there you go. Here's some other news. Janet Jackson rep shot down reports about an apology from the singer over the remarks she made in an interview about Kamala Harris not being black. The apology was issued by a consultant who claimed to be Jackson's manager, which her rep says is not the case. Also stated in Mel Elsbosri also stated that he has since been fired by Janet Jackson and her actual manager, her brother Randy Jackson. No word on what role Amarji actually played for her, according to what the team. Also, meanwhile, comedian D.L. Hewley tweeted about Jackson's interview sounded like a Trump rally and also called it ironic that she was questioning whether someone was black while she's breathing through the nose of a white woman. This is according to X. This is not my statement. This is somebody else's statement. So let me make sure that we're clear here. Also, in some other news, Usher is clearing up the error recently wiped X account that got hacked by Damn Y'all Ran It. He wrote on X in response to the reports that he had cleared his page because of some sort of connection with Sean Combs' recent legal troubles. Remember Combs and Usher's mentor bringing him up in the music business. Elsewhere, Pink's X feed also erased through no statement has yet been made, according to Billboard. So there you go. Just some news. And then let me talk about this because I referenced it at the very beginning. Katy Perry's newest album, 143, is the lowest scoring album in 13 years, according to Metacritic. A site that assigns a numeral value to music, movies, and TV shows and other material based on weighted scores from professional critics. One of those critics, Los Angeles Times, in a year of great pop music, Katy Perry's latest pop trash, The Rolling Stones, called it a failed attempt to rekindle her glory days. A Metacritic gave 143, which is the name of the album, a 34 ranking alongside the 2011 album Famous First Words by Viva Brothers. So in other words, it does not sound like it's doing too good. So there you go. So with that being said, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, I think it's time to do that thing that we do around this time, because it seems like that would be an important thing to do. Seriously, it would be an important thing to do if the stupid thing would want to load. But of course, it never wants to load as of late. Damn updates. Damn updates. Seriously.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's get into the main story and let's talk about this. I want to tell you, I am so amazed at times that I have the great opportunity to hang out and talk to people and do stuff with people and hear on the interactions that they're doing within their organizations on how they're trying to get things to change. And that is fantastic. And the great part about it is that I love to hear when people hear about new technology. And when I say technology, let's be specific. Sometimes we're talking about the way that things are done inside of the industry. I'm talking about hearing about HOP. I'm talking about hearing about something that you might think that it's new that you need to move forward within the organization. And listen, going to a conference, going and having a speaker show up to your location and start talking about how to do things to change the way that work is done is always fantastic. And, you know, sometimes people have that emotional roller coaster high that they go through in the process of learning these new things. That could be good too, depending on how you move forward. Now, here is kind of where I'm going to mention a portion that people are not going to love, but sometimes we really suck at implementation. Yeah, I said that out loud. We suck at implementation. It's that high of highs and lows of lows. It's the highest of highs, lowest of lows type of thing. Where I look at it from the standpoint of this, if you have never implemented something new in an organization or in a workplace, here's what you need to probably consider strongly. Number one, partner up with someone who has implemented change inside of the organization. This is not a one-person show. Can never be. Will never work if that's how you try to do it. It's implement those people that are excited about change and things that are going on. If you don't do it in that fashion, you're going to fail miserably. It's just kind of the way that it works. The other portion that I would say take a strong look at is look at the website of UNICEF. Yes, that UNICEF that I just mentioned. And the reason that I say that is because UNICEF talks a lot on their website, if you look, about about cultural changes, where you can apply it, those cultural changes, into an organization. Now, a friend of mine told me that a few years ago, and when she told me, I thought she was crazy. And I was like, okay, this lady is a little kook. But now she's spot on. If you look at the UNICEF stuff and you start looking at how you would implement it in regards of the cultural change inside of an organizational change, it makes a lot of sense on how it works. So here would be the thing. Besides getting that emotional high and getting that whole thing of, yes, I'm ready to start rocking in the free world, you have to look at it and go, how would this look long term? Because listen, a goal without a plan is a wish. And let's just be realistic. It's not going to probably work out if I'm just sitting here wishing for this to happen. I look at it from the standpoint of this. You have to take this new technology that you feel that you're going to advance forward with and implement it by having a plan in place. If you don't have the plan in place, it becomes a huge issue going forward in regards on how things are going to move forward inside of your organization. So a couple of things real quick, just making sure that we talk about this. Go to the UNICEF website. Learn about how they do cultural changes and look at it and go, how can I implement this into my organization and how do I get this to work? Also, if you'd never done a cultural change before inside of an organization, partner with someone who has. Get these people speaking about things that are important that will help your organization. If you don't do any of these things, it's going to be a very difficult road. And let me make sure that I say this. It's not that it's going to be an easy road if you do the other two things that I'm talking about, but this will give you a smoother path, if anything. But understand that anytime the changes is going on inside of an organization, it's not an easy process. Think about that a little bit as we are hanging out this morning.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
A dream is just an open door to show us that.
Away we go.
44 minutes past the top of the hour. Still listening to the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM and Radio Big. Oh, yes. Away we go. That's what we got for you this morning. No, serious. By Brandon Collins. Little Way We Go action. What else would you be listening to? Might want to give this one a little streamer emer action. Available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Always a lingering of things that are readily available for you. So there you go. Would like to thank Brandon Collins for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get back into it. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because it's always an interesting time as we get to hang out and talk and do all the fun stuff that is going on. So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. So once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff right there. So TWLOHA.com. You might go there and go, hey, this is not for me, but it might be information that could be good for other people that you could be able to share with them. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, also there's information related to knowing that you're not alone. So there's some crisis text lines and hotlines to call for the U.S., Canada, UK, Ireland, just to name a few of the other countries that have some of these things available. So some things to give some consideration to, as I always like to bring up for other people. So there you go. TWLOHA.com. Let's continue talking about some other stuff that's going on inside of the multiverse, because I think that these things are always important to discuss, opposed to just leaving them to one. So smell phone. Yeah, I did say smell phone. Could your cell phone someday be able to transmit smell? Well, similar to how today's models can wirelessly provide you with audio and video, scientists are working on it. If you can believe it, well, the phone that wouldn't actually transmit scent particles, it would process the digital scent technology that would use a small number of cartridges, each containing a specific scent, just like pixels on your phone screen, a mix of three colors that creates images. The scent cartridge could mix and create different smells. The plan is that when you receive the digital scent, your phone could mix a tiny amount of the different scents from the cartridges as a desired smell. Then the mix would then even be released through a small vent of your phone, allowing you to smell them. No word on the point on how long the research have come up with this quest, but friends send smells of delicious chocolate chips that they are baking or something considering less appetizing. This brings to mind the immortal words of Colleen Patrick Gardeau, who said it, just because we can doesn't mean that we should. That's a good idea. And this is such a bad idea, when you finally make it happen, your provider is going to charge extra not to have it. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, this makes me think a lot of things of when I was a kid. That is for sure, as we are going through that whole process. So keep that in mind as we are going through it and hanging out. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyway, so a lot of interesting stuff as we are hanging out and doing our thing. No doubt about that. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Kathy. George, a student at Columbia University, fell asleep during a mathematics lecture. When he woke up, the lecture had ended and the doctor had written two problems on the blackboard. George said to himself, sure, homework problems. He transferred them to his notebook to solve at home. They were very difficult, but he kept trying until he was able to finally solve only one of the problems. In the next lecture, he noticed the doctor skipped over the assignment, so the student asked about them. The doctor said, I was presenting examples of mathematical problems that science and scientists were unable to solve. But here's the thing. The student did solve one, most likely because he had not been told it was impossible. George Danzig was that student, and his papers are still on display today at Columbia.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Life hasn't been easy for most of us. Bank failures, home foreclosures, and unemployment tempt us to despair. If history is any indication, we are in for even tougher times before things get better. In the difficult days ahead, disappointment and difficulty will tempt us to focus on the negative, but we dare not. Only hope will sustain us. Gratitude is the fuel that feeds it. 1 Timothy 6 says, put your hope in God, who richly provides us with everything. Lord Jesus, forgive us for trusting in riches and other material things. Teach us to trust only you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Racing Car Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The U.S. says it's sending a small number of additional troops to the Middle East while urging de-escalation in the region. Lebanon says nearly 500 people have been killed in airstrikes by Israel on Monday. Israel's military says it hit 1,300 Hezbollah targets while Hezbollah launched over 200 rockets into northern Israel. Correspondent Zach Anders in Tel Aviv says a ground invasion of Lebanon is considered unlikely.
Israel is having a tremendous amount of success in the air. There's really no benefit to be gained by moving ground forces into southern Lebanon. It's an entirely different beast than Hamas in Gaza. Hezbollah is 100,000 men strong. There's really no way you can root out a guerrilla force like that.
China's central banks unveiled a raft of measures to boost the country's struggling economy, cutting the amount of cash banks must hold in reserve and lowering a key interest rate. Observers say it's policymakers' broadest swing so far to hit this year's annual growth target of around 5%. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's economy is dealing with a prolonged property crisis, weak consumer demand, and high youth unemployment. The country has set a target of 5% growth this year. On Tuesday, Beijing announced measures to meet that target, including lowering borrowing costs on mortgages and easing rules for second home purchases. The question will be whether it's enough to address the issues facing the world's second biggest economy. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Messaging app Telegram says it will now hand over user IP addresses and phone numbers to authorities if they have search warrants or valid legal requests. Telegram's been accused of not doing enough to tackle criminal activity, misinformation, child pornography, and terrorism-related content on the platform. Telegram CEO Pavel Durov says the changes should discourage criminal activity on Telegram. U.S. intelligence officials say Russia and other countries have been using artificial intelligence to target the upcoming presidential election. However, according to a new report, AI hasn't revolutionized foreign influence operations. Ira Spitzer reports.
The new assessment from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence singles out Russia, Iran, and China, noting that of those three countries, Russia has generated the most AI content related to the election and has done so across text, images, audio, and video, emphasizing divisive issues such as immigration. U.S. intelligence officials have previously accused Moscow of trying to boost Donald Trump's candidacy, Iran of trying to hurt the Trump campaign, and China of amplifying domestic problems. However, U.S. officials also said that malign foreign influence actors are behind in developing their own sophisticated AI models, limiting their effectiveness with the technology.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, you know some awful scent is going on around there, no doubt about that. So let's take a look at some things that happened back on this day, back in 2012. Worst blown call ever. The NFL, in NFL history, thank God for instant replay. A week of blown calls. This Monday night football game took the cake, narrowly escaping the Green Bay Packers defense. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson dropped back in a heavy pass towards the corner of the end zone. Golden Tate, yeah, and plethora of Green Bay defenders all jumped into the for the free ball. MD Jennings intercepted the ball and subsequently fell off the top of the Seattle receivers, Golden Tate. After a short scuffle, the NFL replacement ref indicated that the pass was simultaneously a catch and ruled the play a touchdown, granting the Seattle Seahawks the victory. The NFL reinstated the real referees later that week. So apparently it was a terrible call based on what's being said. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Ben Platt turns 31. Sonya Deville turns 31. Spencer Tret turns 37. Eric Stockton, 42. Stephanie McMahon turns 48. Ian Bowen turns 48. Jackie Sandler turns 50. Megan Ward turns 55. Kevin Sorbo turns 66. Lee Asker turns 78. And so does John Green. So they both turned 78 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, I always have some of those for you. It's World Bollywood Day, National AKC Responsible Dog Ownership Day, Bluebird Happiness Day, Heritage Day. Yeah, that's one for you. Let's see. National Voters Registration Day, International Age of Diversity Day, National Cherries Jubilee Day, Lash Stylist Day, and National Punctuation Day. So there you go. Some things to always think about as we are talking. If you need a random joke for today, well, I sure as shit have one of those for you. So let's talk about that for sure. Today, my mind is like someone emptied the junk drawer onto a trampoline. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Settle it for good. Should you tip for takeout? Yeah, ask that one. If you need one for the water cooler, try this. Question, if it has been calculated that over 10 billion of these are sent each day, what are they? It's emojis. So there you go. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Tuesday. For over the next couple hours or so, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours. If not, you can hang out here on Safety FM, and you can hang out with Shelton Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Everyone has two eyes, but no one has the same view. Think about that. That will take you to places that you didn't expect. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. What's